Hey, this is Daniel, and you're listening to Rushing Forward.
Okay, welcome to episode 2 of the Rushing Forward podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Thierry. Today we'll be talking about something I'm very passionate about. It's embracing the world and attracting global opportunities. I am very happy to have a very special guest on here. We have Marlene. Hey, Marlene.
Hi, everyone. It's great to be here, Dan. Hi, Dan.
Hey, it's great to have you. So Marlene is a PSF director and the co-founder of ZimboPi, a Zimbabwean nonprofit that empowers women to pursue careers in tech. She's also the current chair of PyCon Africa, where I met her last year.
Yeah.
That was fun. She's got amazing energy. She's the first PyCon is the first Pan-African gathering of the African Python community. And she lives in Harare and has played an active role in assisting the growth of Python communities, both locally and across the continent over the past 3 years. Marlene, you are amazing. I just feel like I should tell you that.
Oh, wow.
First of all.
Thanks. Thank you.
Yeah. So tell me a bit about ZimboPi. What's that about?
Right. So ZimboPi is a nonprofit. I started it with two of my friends about, you know, close to 3 years ago now as well, when I just started getting interested in Python and programming in general. And I'm someone that really enjoys social justice initiatives, and just I'm definitely a community person, and I really love my community here in Zim and in Harare. And you know, I'm also very passionate about women's issues, and I think that that is something that 3 years ago I was really wanting to engage with my local community and see how I could help uplift young women in my community. And so ZimboPi kind of is an initiative that came out of that, and it's something that I really am. We're trying. My co-founders and I, we're really trying to do stuff with it. It's very difficult to run a nonprofit in Zimbabwe right now. There's just lots of there are lots of hurdles, and I think everyone is also trying to do it in their spare time as well. But generally, it's something that I have high hopes for, and I hope to continue to grow over the next couple of years.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. I remember we had a brief conversation of how hard it is just to get stuff running and get things going when running these communities. I mean, like, you've got the best intentions, but like everything else is just telling you that no, this shouldn't work. And like hands up to you and everyone at ZimboPi. You are all doing an amazing job, you know, with the Python community in Zimbabwe. I saw the CFP for PyCon in Namibia, and I'm really excited for that one also. Yes, are you going this year?
I don't think I'll be able to make it to PyCon Namibia this year. I really wanted to, but I've been there twice. I've been there. I've been there two times before, but this year it's just coming in really, really closely with another conference that I'll be speaking at, which is the Open Source Festival. And, I don't think I will be able to attend this year's, but I'm hoping to next year. And I know that anyone that goes or anyone that's listening, if you end up going to PyCon Namibia, it's one of the best conferences I've been to. Namibia is beautiful. The people are amazing. The community there
is
just out of this world. And, you know, I'm a big fan of the desert. So whenever there's like a desert around, I'm like down. And so it's a beautiful, beautiful country. So I would recommend it for sure.
I like that you said you're a big fan of the desert, because I was stalking your Twitter and I saw that selfie you took. I think that was Dubai.
Yes.
And you just looked so at home. It was a lovely thing.
Yeah, that was a different desert, but also loved it for sure.
Yeah, I'm so happy you mentioned the Open Source Festival, because we are speaking to a keynote speaker, and that's amazing. Like, how do you talk about like studying at Zimbopi, and that was 3 years ago, and you gave a keynote at PyCon, right?
At PyCon, oh, no. I've given a keynote at PyCon Nigeria and PyCon UK, PyCon Namibia as well, I think, and PyCon Ghana as well. But I have not given a keynote at PyCon US. If PyCon US people are listening, I'm up for a keynote.
Yeah, we need that keynote. We're putting that energy.
This year, yeah, bring like some African energy to the PyCon US gang. But it's been really fun being able to keynote at these conferences.
Yeah, I'm really hoping to meet you at Oscar. I'm hoping I can make it. And the like Nigeria has that new visa on arrival for African countries, so that'll make it much, much easier.
Yeah.
So I read a bit into it. You have to apply like at least 2 days before you travel, so that they give you some authorization, and then when you get to the, and you pay a fee, I guess, and when you get to the airport, whichever one you go to, they just give you the visa. That's
amazing.
Really cool.
That's I think I have posted about this on Twitter before, about how like my frustration with visas, specifically in the African continent. I just feel like it. Mm. I feel like as an African person, I just feel annoyed because I spend so much time applying for visas outside of Africa. And when I have to do that within the continent, for me, it feels frustrating. Just because I just feel like we're all so connected and we all are so similar in so many different ways. So I don't know how many, this is going to be, I literally just applied for a Nigerian visa a couple months ago. So I was going to have to reapply for that. So I'm hoping that I don't have to do that this time. That would be a huge relief.
Yeah, no, there's the, I guess they're calling it an e-visa or something, or the visa on arrival. How long was your old Nigerian visa?
It's just for 3 months, I think. They give you quite a short visa if you are just visiting, even for African people. Mm. So it was very short, yeah.
Yeah, so like we, so I'm in Zambia, by the way, for anyone listening, and we run a conference, I and a few other friends. Yeah. Zambian, like, there's that, you know, Zambia-Zimbabwe relationship. And you, so, like, we run DevCon, and we're trying to get a bunch of speakers from around Africa, and there was this huge visa problem where, like, it was just a mess trying to get, and, like, the application process. And I think it doesn't have to be that way for people who are so similar, and for people, I really think open borders make sense, at least from a diplomatic point of view. I mean, going forward, if we're to do anything remarkable or anything that would be of substance, I think that's a huge barrier that we're putting for ourselves, having to block our borders the way we are, and like restricting travel, which takes me to like how expensive travel is in Africa. Also, that's just
I think it's so funny that we're discussing this, because you know this is, I hope, it might be out already by the time this comes out, but this is like firsthand information because I know, I know, but PyCon Africa, we always like try and have like a cool theme for the conference. And our theme this year is Beyond Borders. And I think, for, you know, the African continent, that's something I'm really, really passionate about. I personally just despise borders. I think there's now some utility for them. So I'm not saying, okay, maybe let's all immediately dismantle all borders. But I think within our community, within the PyCon community, it's fantastic if we can break down borders. I think they just create these artificial barriers between us. And again, you know, like you are just saying, you know, the expense of traveling within Africa is oftentimes higher than it is to travel outside of Africa. I know I'm thinking about going to
True.
Nigeria, and a ticket for me to Nigeria is more expensive than a ticket to India, you know, which is just ridiculous because it's so much.
Yeah, that's the same thing I was like comparing because like
Yeah,
it just doesn't make sense,
exactly.
you know? But it's taxes and it's trade basically. I know we're trying to like enable free trade, but there's so many things that are blocking us. Because like once we start to, you know, travel more to each other's countries and we get to embrace each other's cultures and we build better relations and we I guess collectively progress, but I don't make the
Yeah,
rules, so.
definitely. I think it's something that I think Africa has so much potential, and it's something that I think if
Amazing
we
potential.
just get over some of these fine ways, and I think our generation, we have a new generation of African leadership that's coming up, you know, that I think sees the potential of the African continent. Sees the connections between the different cultures and different countries. And I think that in the future, once we get over some of these hurdles, hopefully with the help of the African Union, I know that there's been talk about an African passport and sort of like creating a unified Africa in many ways and removing some of these taxes and things like that. I think then we're going to see a really different continent. And I'm always hopeful. I'm generally a positive person, but I'm
Yeah.
very,
I'm
very
a bit skeptical because like I mean I
Yes.
know we have to put in the work and it takes a lot of
Yeah,
effort, but I see us
absolutely.
getting there.
Absolutely,
I
yeah.
do see us getting there. Yeah, so like I love that you mentioned Oscar. How and like from what you told me 3 years ago starting Zimbopie and then in a few months keynoting Oscar, how did that happen? Like
Yeah,
how
the process
like
of that.
yeah like
Well, I think
yeah.
it's quite interesting. I don't know. Actually, I can't really pinpoint like a time frame for each thing. I think I have met a lot of amazing people who have you know, introduced me to stuff. I don't know if I mentioned before. I haven't actually mentioned before, but I was originally studying molecular biology in college, and so I wasn't even involved in the tech industry before, but became very interested in technology and became very interested in Python about, you know, about three over three or maybe 4 years ago. And you know, with Zimbopie, with that connecting with some amazing people, I talk a lot about Lorena Mesa, who's also on the board of directors for the PSF, and you have met, who's amazing.
Lorena is just
She's
amazing.
literally
I
one of the
have.
most amazing people. Such great vibes and positive energy as well. And you know, she
Yeah.
really was, I think, played a really big role for me in terms of connecting me with the global Python community and just showing me the potential of what we can do with the community here in Zim, and just, you know, being able to have the confidence to step onto a more global stage than what I had been doing locally. And I think
Yeah.
outside of that as well, really just for me as well, going like pushing myself, I think, out of my comfort zone. And you know, I think that I feel like God has been really great with that. For me personally, I feel like I do a lot
He
of
has
hashtag blessed.
hashtag
And just like I
blessed.
think I had to personally feel like I had some time maybe 3 years ago for sure, where I was kind of definitely really coming to a place where I wanted to really be more clear in terms of what I want to do with my life and how I want to serve my community, you know, looking as well at myself and some of the issues that I have internally in terms of my own insecurities. And I think as well for myself, really embracing as well my own Africanness. I think that's something that was a big, big issue for me, I think, and working through a lot of like my personal issues with staying at home, because I have, like, for example, I have a really big family. I have a lot of siblings, and my siblings are all outside of the country, and I'm the only one that's in the country. In terms of Zimbabwe, that's where I'm based. And I think for me, coming to terms with the fact that I actually want to stay on the continent of Africa was very big for me. I want to stay in, right now I want to be in Zimbabwe, but in general in life, I'd like to generally stay on the African continent. And I love Africa. And I think taking that, those feelings and what was going on with that, and reconnecting maybe with my identity and as an African person, I think kind of led to me also connecting with other people in other African countries and really being intentional about connecting with people at PyCons, really being intentional about looking for ways that I, you know, I could connect people across the continent as well. And I think through that, you know, I think through that, when you try and serve other people, people also connect with you. And in that way, I think you just get connections or something like that. And so,
It does make sense. And Marlene, you are speaking to my heart, because I feel like this is something so many people go through. And like that you mentioned, you actually did take time to think about who you are and what your purpose and how you can add value. And then you started doing things with intention, you know, to complement what you want to do and what you're about. Because I feel like a lot of people have problems with being African, because the world builds all these stereotypes, these negative stereotypes around, you know, that identity. And I think it's really important for this generation of ours to work really hard and break a lot of those. And even just your decision to stay on the African continent, because it's not as bad as people make it seem, but it definitely isn't easy, you know? And not many would make that choice and say, hey, I'm staying in Zambia, or I'm staying in Zimbabwe, or I'm going to stay in, you know, any other African country. And I think that comes from a place where you know that if anything's going to change, it needs to start from me, and I need to be able to, like, you know, pass that on to other people.
No, I love that. Absolutely. I think being able to, I think that a lot of us have such good intentions, and I think even I have good intentions sometimes, and I just don't execute on them. Or we all see problems within our communities and within our societies, right? I think Zimbabwe has some serious issues. And specifically for me, one of the places where I started was seeing the inequality that's there between men and women in my community, was something that I really struggled with coming back home. Was, you know, after seeing how maybe, you know, women are treated, or women see themselves, or the culture is towards women in other cultures, for me coming back home and just seeing some of those patriarchal hierarchies that are there in my own culture, you know, I grew up in a very, I wouldn't say it was too patriarchal in my own family, because I think my father was really intentional about actually allowing us all to have an equal footing. And my brother was actually a feminist before I was a feminist and then convinced me to become a feminist, which is kind of cool, which is very cool.
Yeah, that's
but
super cool.
I think, seeing some of those inequalities when you get back home, like for me, a lot of the anxieties that are there as well, and like just even like simple things like, you know, dating and marriage, like I'm just like, even in the idea of me still having to have someone pay an amount for me to marry me is a struggle for me. And it's so ingrained in our culture as Shona people in Zim. I fight with people about this all the time. Like I'm like, I just don't think this is a good idea. Let's remove it as a concept. For anyone that's listening, I do think that I respect culture, I respect tradition, but I do think that there are things within our culture and within our traditions that need to evolve. I think culture is fluid. I think it's always changing. And I think that's a bit of a tangent, but we...
No, it makes sense, actually, because I think from all those problems that we have in terms of inequality, I think they spill over into a lot of everything. And you see these huge gaps in terms of gender when it comes to like pay and representation, even in like tech communities and, you know, a lot of these other things. Like... women doing STEM, and I think it comes from that, because people, a lot of the stereotypes tell women that this isn't what you're supposed to do, and you're supposed to be like, you're supposed to fit in a box, or you can't do this without a man, and it does need to change, to be honest. But I'm happy there's lots of progress, and I'm happy there's people like you pushing for these things. And so many other people. Today in Lusaka, we had a women's march, which was really amazing to see people standing up to change a lot. But
that is quite the tangent. why I got into youth. And it's like coming why from a good I got place, specifically but yeah. from youth. It was one of the big motivating factors to why I even got into the Python community. And in terms of community organizing in general, why I'm passionate about it is because, you know, when we create communities that, I think the communities that we create are reflections of who we are and reflections of some of our beliefs. And for me, one of those things, I wanted to have spaces where African people are feeling empowered, African people are feeling welcome, where African women as well, women are feeling empowered as well and being told that you can do whatever you want, you know. And in the tech space, that applies. It doesn't just apply to medicine or to the softer sort of sciences. And I was a biologist before, so I'm not saying that those are bad sciences or those are not good fields to be in. But I also think that technology is a very interesting field. It's moving at a fast pace. I think it's affecting every single area of our lives. And Python, you know, I think as well is a really key part of it. The Python community is a really key part of the growth in technology right now. Right now we're talking about, you know, everyone is talking about artificial intelligence. Everyone is talking about machine learning, deep learning. That's where part of the future is going in terms of our world. That's at the cutting edge, even in some of these countries in the Western world. And so, you know, for me, I think that women should have access to the cutting edge fields, you know, and should be able to feel like they can be welcomed and they can achieve all they want to achieve in those spaces. And sometimes someone just need a place to go where someone can just tell you that, you know, where you can actually be introduced to some of these concepts.
Definitely. So PyCon Africa, right? They had the Jungle Girls workshop, and I think I'm just someone who wants everything to be happening in Zambia also. So I met Abigail, and she's the lead for Bi Ladies Ghana. And I was like, we need to get My Ladies started. And I introduced her to a friend of mine, Lontia, and I'm so happy now that they're studying My
Yes.
Ladies Osaka. And we're just having this conversation about how, sometimes African households can be the most detrimental to your mental health. And like no one tries to like motivate you, and everyone tells you that, and we're just talking about, how we want that. And I was like, hey, you are leading Pi Ladies Lusaka. And if you see that that's something that's a problem, then it's something that you have the ability to define and change in the community that you're trying to, trying to build. And then something that you feel that you lacked will be given to other people who needed that. And I think that satisfaction just from giving someone something that you needed, and then also just building that environment for yourself to have something that is really important for your growth. I mean, like, that's like community, and it's really just amazing. And I love that communities can have that effect on people, and I'm super excited for
Exactly. I
this
saw it on
Pi
Twitter
Ladies
and I
Lusaka.
immediately followed. I'm so excited about it too. Love the Pi Ladies community. Wherever there's a Pi Ladies, I'm like, yes, Abigail is like such a boss, first of all. She is doing
Oh,
such a
she
great job
is.
at Pi Ladies Ghana, which is like off the charts. I think it's probably for me my favorite Pi Ladies group in the world. They just have like great content. Like if you just follow their Twitter page, they just have content coming out all the time and like really just makes you feel good about being a woman in tech.
And it's super relevant. I love that about it. It's actually building and having an impact on
I
like
think
local communities.
they have such a great support system for women. I think there's a major focus on supporting young women as well, coming through CS programs and giving them structures where they feel like they can have good mentorship and good good advice, which I just absolutely love. So I am rooting for Pi Ladies Kampala as well. And yeah, I hope
Well, that
it goes
would be so
well.
nice.
I think, oh, did I say Kampala? I said Kampala. I mean Lusaka.
Yeah, I did
I'm
say
thinking about
Kampala.
Kampala because I just saw a
Okay,
Pi
so
Ladies Kampala tweet recently, which is headed by Joe, who is really cool, actually. Sorry. But Lusaka is great.
Yeah, who I haven't met, but I'm hoping to meet. But yeah, I mean, we're super
Lusaka
excited
is,
for Pi
it
Ladies
seems like
Lusaka.
such a great group. And yeah, I'm definitely rooting for you guys and hope it will go well.
Thank you. We will need all the love and support we can get.
Yes.
I have a super random question. What has been your
So
favorite
far.
conference,
Ooh.
like in these 3 years? Yeah, a tech conference. And why?
It's difficult because it's like obviously I should say PyCon, like obviously I'm gonna say PyCon Africa.
Yes, no, that
Which
was
is
amazing. That
maybe
was amazing.
I'll give two if that's like I'm gonna say two, but I think PyCon Africa was really cool because
No
I was part
problem.
of the organizing team. It's very challenging for me, and I feel like it was great for me in terms of my growth. I was able to really learn how to deal with a lot of stress and work with people from around the continent in sort of like a distributed team. And that was such a positive experience as well because I got to see so many different cultures from within the continent of Africa coming together. So many brilliant minds. We had Mustafa Cisse. We had, we had Ava come and speak as well. She's actually the executive director for the PSF. We had Kojo. All
Both
the,
their
yeah,
sessions were
Kojo was
amazing.
amazing. All of the keynotes
Oh,
were
Kojo, he was so
really
amazing, yeah.
amazing. And we had Anna Mukurudze as well, who's a good friend of mine. Just fantastic, fantastic time. I loved to see the specific details that were unique to the African continent that I have not seen at other conferences outside of Africa. There are just so many nuanced things that I love about PyCon Africa that I'm excited to see again this year. But for me, it was just such a wholesome sort of experience. Also being able to have talked about a conference like this for so long and then to actually see it happening is just out of this world for me and was such a great experience for me, I think. So I'm very excited about it for 2020.
It was perfectly executed, by the way. Well, I think 2019, second quarter, okay, fourth quarter, was that the third quarter? I think that was my favorite conference.
Yeah.
If not the second half, if not the second half, that was my favorite conference. I just loved it. I just loved it. It was my first time in Ghana, and
yes,
it was just amazing.
So that was really good. PyCon is out of this world. So good. I also really, really enjoyed PyCon US. And that's a conference that I will always talk about just because it is such a unique experience. It was this past year, it was in Ohio. So it was actually my first time going to PyCon US in person. And it was such a unique experience because first of all, it's huge. You know, there's all the companies, all the tech companies are there, and like all the tech people are there as well. So like Guido was there and just like all the core developers were there and like all your faves.
For context, Guido is the creator of Python, the software, the programming language.
I just got to meet so many people who are doing amazing work in the Python, in terms of the Python community and in general in the tech space, who are like, you know, really pioneers in this field and I got to meet and are the chillest people you have ever met in your life. Like, I was just like, this is so wild because I don't know, you know.
Definitely.
I just think that everyone is so chill and so friendly. And I think I wasn't expecting that across the board, but everyone was so nice. Everyone was so friendly. I got to meet so many cool people. Got to listen to so many talks that I felt were really just, you know, one super informative and really just made me feel like experimenting with a lot. Nina Zhurenko, I think I struggle to pronounce her last name, but sorry, Nina. But she gave an awesome keynote on with CircuitPython and Python and hardware, and it was so well done. And when I got back home, like, they actually gifted us with like CircuitPython swag, so I was able to like play around with that, and that's been really cool, and I want to do more with that in terms of ZimboPy. But so many great talks. There was also a talk by this guy called Shah, and he was an ex con. He's actually in prison before, and he taught himself how to, he actually got, there's a program that there was that, I think her name is Jessica. Oh my gosh. I'm forgetting her name, but Jessica Mc something, someone will find it. Exactly.
Jessica, you send it to me and I'll put it in the show notes.
They gave such a great combined keynote, and they were talking about how Python is actually being used to teach people in prisons, how do you code. And he actually got out of prison and, actually learned how to code in prison, which I think was just so beautiful. I was like almost crying, very emotional.
I think that's amazing because I think for ex-convicts coming out of prison and trying to reintegrate in society is super hard. And taking up an in-demand skill like programming is just like life-changing
Props to that organization. So definitely PyCon US, one of my faves.
So I'm okay. I'm curious to know, going into conferences, what do you try and get out? Like,
Right. Well,
why do you do that?
For the most part, when I started going to conferences, the first time I actually went to a conference was here in Zimbabwe at PyCon Zim. And my initial thought for going to it was the first PyCon, and I just started getting into Python with ZimboPy as well. And I just wanted to go to the conference just to learn more, to know and connect with other people in the Python community, because this is something I was trying to do. We actually started using the Django Girls curriculum initially. And so my first whole thing with attending conferences was to actually just connect with the local community here and try and see how best I could grow my own skills and grow like my understanding of how we could teach people Python and what they could do with it. You know, I think it's for me initially, I just thought about it as a way to teach people and get people interested in programming, and I think that's still something I'm doing. But I also, with time, thought it's really great to go to conferences to find out what people are actually doing with Python and see how you can also turn it into a career, how you can actually build things that are being used in the world today. So that was something that I initially started off by doing. But with time, I also found out that I really enjoy speaking and it is such a rush, but it's terrifying at the same time when you first start doing it. But then from there, I was mainly attending conferences to speak and just found that I really enjoyed it. It was a way to stretch myself outside of my comfort zone. And I found that I connected with people from different cultures. So it was also just an excuse to just network with people and to kind of share also my experiences with them.
That's amazing. Like my first tech conference was, I think, Google Developers Dev Fest. And like just going there and like feeling everyone's positive energy and just like learning so much and having people show me these amazing things they're doing and just like building so many connections. Yes. And I think it's super underrated, the effect or like the network effect that you can get from like attending tech conferences, but even just it reignites your flame, and then you feel like I have to learn, and like you ask yourself, gosh, I mean, not like in a bad way, but like there's so many people doing amazing things, and I feel like there's so much I could also do, and it just awakens your mind in that way. They're just so stimulating, and like I mean, from a conference organizer's perspective, I think that's something you want every attendee to take back.
100%. I think it's, you know, even from a exactly as a conference organizer, I think something that I want to see more of is just creating those spaces as well. I think in other countries, they've done an amazing job in terms of having, you know, in the past, having these really old conferences that have been around for a while, and where it's also, it's also an opportunity to collaborate. So there's, you know, a lot of the, for example, Python right now is open. A lot of it is open source, and people are, it's maintained as an open source language as well. And a lot of amazing other communities, tech communities, are also open source. And I think conferences allow people the ability to come together to be able to collaborate on new technologies, which is something that I think that is new for the African continent. We are just now having communities building, having conferences forming, and I think a lot of people kind of brush that aside and think, oh, this is like a secondary thing, it doesn't really matter. But it really, I think it does matter, because this is where you actually get, you know, people coming together, brainstorming, coming up with ideas and building new things, which ultimately it's great for us to learn technologies from outside of the continent, get technology from the US or wherever it is. But if we have spaces where we can create African solutions, we know our own problems better than people from, anyone else.
And
so if we can start thinking, how do I create solutions for my problems and have spaces, conference spaces, maybe where we can network and collaborate to create those solutions, I think it's a win-win, you know.
Yeah, I definitely agree. But I'm curious to know what you think about the problems we're facing and how we can solve those better. Like when it comes to organizing conferences or meetups or just having a space where people can collaborate or build.
Do you mean like what sort of things they what sort of problems they should be solving?
No, there's already people trying to do that and build these spaces. Mm. How could they do it better? Like, how can we improve how we are grouping and meeting and collaborating?
I'd love to see more. I don't know. I think I'd love to see more organic sort of meetings. Like, I don't know how.
I agree, actually, because I used to do like a ton of meetups and a ton of conferences or like sessions and seminars. And like when you're growing your own community, it's literally just to the meetup and leave. But one thing I started to do was try and form like really authentic relationships with people and just ask and talk to them like on a personal level and try to actually relate to them as friends and like I'll start talking to people about, you know, their life goals, just so that I can better understand how can I help someone out. Is there a door for entry where I can be of use to someone, or just genuinely be, authentic and ask people and talk to them and find out what problems they're going through. Even just ask them how their day is, because it's usually just, hey, what are you working on? What new technology? But like, I think the authenticity in the interactions needs to be better, and I feel like the connections you make are sort of transactional in that you only want to talk to someone because they want something from them. I definitely do agree. And sorry to cut you off, but like we are I can literally talk to you forever, but I think we're running out of time. And is there anything you'd want to leave us with?
Last minute things.
Anything you'd like to plug?
I would like to say that I'm so excited about technology in Africa. I'm so excited about the future of women in technology in Africa. And I'm just, whoever's listening, I hope we see more support for this. I hope to see more amazing projects coming out of the continent. I would like to plug PyCon Africa 2020. It's going to be happening again in August. And I think it's going to be amazing. I think it's going to be such a great time as well. But generally, I'd love to connect more with developers from across the continent of Africa and just find out what people are interested in, what people are building, and specifically if you're interested in Python, connecting with you on that and seeing how we can sort of solve some of the problems that we've been seeing on the continent. I'd love to see more open source projects coming out of Africa. And I've talked about this quite a lot. So if anyone is interested in that space, definitely reach out to me. Ooh, you can find me
at
@marlene_zw. My Twitter page is probably the best way to connect with me. I also am building a website. So at some point you can go to marlenemangami.com, but it's not up yet.
Wow, we, I mean, like, .com, that's amazing. I'm like on that dev at
So
like
look out for that
.com. Wow,
one.
that's
If
like another
whenever
level.
I release it, I'm just like I'm procrastinating so much, but I want to do a great page, probably just like a blog or something, sometime this year. So check, look out for that.
Yes, I'll definitely
Definitely.
share it with everyone, just so that they don't forget to look at it. But Marlene, thank you. It's been amazing having you. I wish you the best year, and I'm looking forward to meeting you either at
Yes.
Oscar
Or
or
DevCon.
PyCon Africa or anywhere. Or DevCon. There's
Yeah.
DevCon in yes.
Great.
I
Thanks
think
for
we need to
having
talk
me,
about that,
Dan.
but
Thanks for
another
listening,
time.
everyone. All right. Bye.
All right, till the next episode. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Rushing Forward. Send us your comments and suggestions at Malgamves, MALGAMVES, or CodecastZM.